And welcome once again to the Business Pros Radio Show. Paul Tobey, your host. John Scholes here as well. Contact right away, paul@trainingbusinesspros.com and 416-444-7767, which is 444-PROS. Make sure you email Paul and leave your actual home address to get your free marketing tips, the digital marketing cheat sheet. We talk about this every week for good reason. It's full color, it's laminated, great reference guide. Things like the 7-step client value optimizer system, glossary of digital marketing terms. You gave me one last week, Paul. I still have it. And I keep it in my attaché case with all my show prep. So it's a wonderful piece of stuff to have for sure.
It is, yeah. And you mentioned home address, business address will
or
work.
Business address
that'll
right.
work too.
Yeah, just not email. We need more than that because it's physical. You got to send it somewhere, right?
So how are you?
I'm good, pal. I'm looking forward to today's show. We had a little chat before we cracked the mics open. And you got some stuff to talk about today. In fact, the topic for most of the show will be the 10 things you should absolutely pay attention to when launching a new website. This sounds like, and I know you can, and you're going to expand on this, but I know people who have I guess you'd say small businesses, and they've kind of handed the keys over to companies to launch and build a website. It's taken an exorbitant amount of time, and from the get-go, it has turned into a big bowl of wrong. So I know you're going to correct all this today.
Well, from a construction standpoint, companies often believe that the people that they're farming it out to know their business.
Right.
And unless you know enough to pay attention to what they're doing, you don't know enough to ask the right questions. Yep. You don't know what they're doing wrong. You don't know pretty much what they should be should be knowing. And this was actually prompted by a real world event. So I think a couple of days ago, it had been booked for a while, but I met this client a couple of days ago, and they're it's a pretty good business. In 6 years, they're currently generating $13 million a year in revenue. And I can't really talk about the product, but it's available all over the place. And they do a lot of online business. Mm-hmm. Not all of it is online, but they want to do more. So what they did was they hired a web design company to redesign their... which wasn't necessarily an archaic site, but it wasn't mobile responsive and it didn't do a lot of the things that they wanted it
needed
to do.
Needed updating, big time.
So they went and they hired a company, and here we are 18 months later, which is...
a year and a half.
Yeah. And I see that so often, It's almost disheartening when I hear stories like this.
And it takes less time to build a brick and mortar. Like, honestly.
Well, we consider ourselves at Training Business Pros, our agency side, to be some of the fastest in the business. Mm-hmm. We crank out very complicated projects within a month.
Right.
So 18 months seems very long to me. But anyway, they hired us to look at what had been built and offer our feedback.
Okay.
What do we think about what they did and how they did it? And so this prompted today's topic, 10 things you should absolutely pay attention to.
Right.
When launching a new website.
Right.
Because quite frankly, if you're a $13 million a year company and you're about to launch a big project like this, these 10 things are so important to you and not just you. It's important to every business. And I want to share those things because this is what came out of my conversation.
Because it should be watertight at that point. If you're that big a company and you're launching a new website, it should be rock solid, yeah?
It should be.
Right.
So number 10.
Yes.
And we'll do the Letterman top 10 here. So.
That's right. Number 10 is analytics. Key traffic pages, behavior flow, source, and audience. Break it down. What does it mean?
Well, you can't just rebuild a website. You have to look at the current analytics. And analytics, in this case, just open up Google Analytics. Hopefully it's been installed properly. In this case, it was. So that's good. The most important thing to me is where's the current traffic going and where did that traffic originate from? So if it's originating from Google search, if you build a new website and you neglect to keep that traffic flowing to key pages that are already getting traffic, then that's a big mistake.
Okay.
And they were about to make that mistake. So for example, they ranked top 2 throughout Ontario for their main keyword search phrase.
On Google. Okay.
Which is really
good.
Really good. The only problem with that is that it was that traffic was being sent to the homepage. When I looked at the new homepage that was built, there was no reference at all on that new page to the keyword phrase that they were already ranking for.
That sounds
so they
wrong
they rebuilt the and the main keyword phrase that they put in the title of the page was home. You don't really want to rank for
how
home.
How homogenized is that?
And you know, to me, that's just a relatively junior mistake. Absolutely, the biggest mistake you could possibly make. And as I'm talking to the client about this, she goes, "Are you sure?" And I'm like, well, I'm looking right at it, and here are the places that your keyword phrase that you're currently ranking for should be at least the same amount of density as the old page, and if not, a little bit less or a little bit more, and you don't have any of that. So you're about to lose a significant portion of your search traffic.
Step one, key traffic page is wrong.
Right.
Right. Number two, behavioral flow.
Well, actually, this is number 10, right? So we're counting.
Oh, yeah, sorry. No, within number 10,
within
we're still
number
here.
10, yeah. We're still on two, yep. I guess. So pay attention to key traffic pages. How does traffic flow from one page to the next?
Okay.
And so if you rebuild the website,
yes.
And the majority of your traffic on the old site is going to this key page, which seemed to be popular, mm-hmm. Why would you neglect that on the news?
For sure.
On the news site? Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
It's like if 75% of the traffic from the homepage, the next page they go to is this page, you should at least keep that.
Yep.
And they had not done that. They had that button was completely missing, which was the key button on the homepage in the first place. So pay attention to where your traffic is flowing within the website. Also pay attention to where the traffic originated from. And when we get back after the break, that's number 10. We'll get to number 9. Of the
of
most
the
important
10.
Things you should pay attention to when launching a new website.
That is coming up via email, by the way, paul@trainingbusinesspros.com. The phone number anytime, 416-444-7767. That is 444-PROS. And make sure you leave a proper address, either business or home, to take advantage of the digital marketing cheat sheet, because it is a physical piece that you want on your desk at all times so you can get it that way. Lots more Business Pros Radio Show on the way. This is Global News Radio, 640 Toronto. The Business Pros Radio Show back. Paul Tobey, the email anytime to get a hold of Paul and his crew. Paul@trainingbusinesspros.com, 416-444-7767. That is 444-PROS. By the way, the digital marketing cheat sheet, we talk about this all the time. You need to get it, but it is physical. You want to hold it in your hands. Therefore, to get it sent to you, you need an actual address, be that home or business, when you email Paul or give him a call, and he'll give you a copy of that. So we're talking about the 10 things you should absolutely pay attention to when launching a new website. I think we're into number 9, yeah?
Yeah, so number 10 was pay attention to your analytics.
Yes.
Number 9 is a continuation of that, and that's what we call keyword research.
Okay.
So as you're looking at your site and you're building new pages on the new site, make sure that those new pages aren't just built from a here's what they think they should do perspective. Here's how we think those pages should be found is the main idea.
Okay.
So most of traffic that is generated from a free standpoint is going to come from a search engine, mainly Google.
It just does.
It just does. Yeah. And I've seen this over and over again. And so if your site doesn't do well in Google search, it's still going to be the most amount of traffic you get. It's just not going to be a lot.
Right. Okay.
But if you want a lot of free traffic, the best way to go about that is to research what people actually do and then build what they do into the content of your website.
On every page.
On every page.
So you get a keyword search every page.
Every page.
And you do that.
Yes.
And that's key.
Every single page. It doesn't matter whether they have 300 or 500 pages. Every single page should be found by a search engine.
This $13 million company, how close were they to that when they went to launch their almost new website?
I had looked at 5 of the top key traffic pages from the old site. None of those pages were duplicated with those keyword phrases on the new site.
Yeah. What were they doing?
They just completely ignored it. It wasn't part of their process, which should be.
Part of number 9, paying attention, 10 things you absolutely should be paying attention to when launching a website, on-site optimization. This is kind of part 2 of number 9. What does that mean, on-site optimization?
That means once you know what you want that page to be found for, you should know where and how to represent that keyword phrase on that page. There are certain things you should do. For example, if you think about it like this, content on a web page is pictures, images, video, whatever. Context is how those things appear to Google. Because that's it's a search engine. It's not a real person. It doesn't go to the web page and go, oh, that's a really nice looking web page. It doesn't do that. It's an algorithm that looks at the context of the way that it's displayed from a textual standpoint.
Okay.
So if you if your keyword phrase is a three-word phrase, where should that page appear? And the top four places are title, URL, description, and H1 tag.
Is that always that way?
If you miss one of those, that's okay. But those are the top four places. And then they should be displayed as descriptors of video, descriptors of photos, and even throughout the body of the text. Now, I've actually debunked the myth that you need 1,000 words on a page for in order for it to rank. I'm ranked number one across Canada for Estimate Digital Marketing. There's a little test. Go and search for Estimate Digital Marketing if you want to know what it costs. Mm-hmm. Go type in Estimate Digital Marketing. We rank coast to coast for that keyword phrase on Google. Number one. Above all other marketing agencies. And there's only, I believe, 50 words on that page.
That's it.
That's it. But if you look at the keyword Estimate Digital Marketing, it appears in the title, URL, description, and H1 tag.
So that's key.
That's key.
Does it make a difference where in order of your website that page lands, or you should be doing that with every page you click through?
Every page that you want to be found by a search engine should have its own unique keyword phrase that represents the content on that page.
The number, by the way, anytime, get a hold of Paul, 416-444-7767 or 444-PROS. That is the number. Email is paul@trainingbusinesspros.com. We are talking about this hour, the 10 things you should absolutely pay attention to when launching a new website. Into number eight, it's UXO, right?
UXO, okay, user experience
optimization. Got it.
Right. So we're going to get into this a little bit after the break, but I want to introduce the concept of UXO. So the new Google RankBrain algorithm actually assesses somebody's interaction with a page. So somebody clicks a search result on Google. Google actually follows that person onto your website and tracks what they do. That's how powerful the algorithm is. Yes, I know you're looking at me with a little wide eyes. Yeah. I thought
a little
it was
big brotherish.
Yeah, it is. It really is. But it does that. It can't track users that come from Twitter. It can't track users that come from Yahoo.
Right.
It can only track users from Google, and it does this very well. So what it does is it follows the person onto the site, tracks time on page, things they click, things they do. So when you're building a website, the goal is to increase the amount of interaction that that person has with that web page and other pages.
Wow. And that's what that's all about.
And that's what that's all about. So we'll talk about that a little bit more after the break. I think it's, for me, I know we have it as number eight in our list of top 10. Mm-hmm. It should be probably closer to one, but this is the early stages of design.
Okay.
So when you're in the early stages of design, like I said, number 10 was look at the analytics from the old site. Number 9, do your keyword research. And number 8, start to build the best user experience on that new site you possibly can. To me, design comes later.
Right.
You with
me? Yep. We'll take a short break and get to more of it. By the way, you want that digital marketing cheat sheet? Very simple. An email will do, paul@trainingbusinesspros.com or the number 416-444-PROS. Works well in addition to that. The Business Pros Radio Show continues after a short break here at Global News Radio, 640 Toronto. Number 416-444-PROS to get a hold of Paul. Paul@trainingbusinesspros.com is the website. That is where you want to go and leave your address, be it home or business, to get the digital marketing cheat sheet. This thing is something physical. It's full color, laminated, great reference guide. You can have it by emailing or calling Paul and his team. We are talking about the 10 things you should absolutely pay attention to when launching a new website. This is based on a recent experience you had with a company that was about to do so and do it completely wrong. We are into number 8 of the top 10, just to reiterate, user experience optimization.
So we had talked about this before the break. User experience optimization, in a nutshell, means how do you get the user, the reader, the person that came from a search engine or came from social media, how do you engage that person and increase the amount of interaction?
Okay.
So Google looks at that and it analyzes their interaction from what they click, where they hover, how far they scroll,
time spent,
how much time they spend on a page, did they watch the video, and if they did, how much of that video did they watch. So if you look at an analytics report, which we started off as number 10, mm-hmm. right? Always analyze before start building, right? Analyze yep. what's currently working. If you look at that analytics report, all of that information is in there. Except for, I mean, it can't really, you need heat maps, which isn't part of the analytics system, and you right. can install that using other software. Heat maps tell where people click and where they hover and all that kind of stuff, but it does do time on page. It does do behavior flow. So paying attention to that is important. But when you build a new website, user experience optimization means how do we optimize or help the user
right.
interact more with the website? If all it is a bunch of words on a page and there's no calls to action buttons, there's no surveys, there's no pop-ups,
there's no experience.
Right. I mean, the more we get people to click, we call those, by the way, micro commitments. Mm-hmm.
Great term. Unlike a marriage.
A micro commitment is a series of clicks that a user takes either with their phone, with their finger, mm-hmm. or with a mouse, or with a light pen, or whatever right. they use to navigate. And even this goes for disabled people as well,
yep.
right? So the user experience is essentially a series of micro commitments which are engaging enough to eventually get them engrossed in what they're doing.
And where you want them.
And then lead them to the sale or right. the lead or the call to action that you really want to happen. The more things they click, the more things they do, the more they're buying into what
and
you're
absorbed
doing.
By it,
and
right?
absorbed by it,
right.
exactly.
These are things you need to know if, you're going to be calling Paul very shortly and building a website. It is the top 10 things you absolutely have to pay attention to when launching a new website. Number 7, the guided journey. Fastest way to your destination is...
Well, I think most people would agree with the concept that if you're in your car and you don't have Google Maps or you don't have navigation, mm-hmm. which probably is no one anymore, but in the old days, a man used to drive, 3 hours in the wrong direction because they're too afraid to ask for help.
Didn't have the pearlies in the
but
other
if you,
car.
If you pull over at the gas station, you say, okay, where is
right.
this place?
Winery.
Yeah. I'm sure you have enough common sense to know that you don't want to take the long road there.
Right.
You want
right.
to get there the quickest
totally.
Way possible. Well,
totally.
It's the same on a website. Let's get the reader to the destination that we want them to get to, not necessarily where they want to get.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they came to your website for a reason. They came there to buy something. They came there to learn something. They came there for contact information. They came there to do research. They came there for a bunch of reasons. It is the duty and the responsibility of the marketing agency to guide that person to where they need to be the quickest way possible. And we call that at Training Business Pros, we call that choose your journey. We want them to choose the journey, but we're suggesting the best choices. So for example, on our homepage, where most companies would have a menu bar across the top.
Yeah.
We have that, but in addition to that, we have some main choices right in the prime real estate area of the homepage. So there might be 4 choices. Do you want training? Do you want us to build it for you? Do you want to listen to the Business Pros radio show? You get
right.
the idea?
Yeah.
Those are what we call the big 3 or the big 4.
Yep.
So those types of things help us move somebody towards the destination of our choosing the quickest way possible.
See, it's funny when you mention a menu bar across the top versus the big 4 and in the prime real estate of a website. I mean, even from a physical standpoint, even though I haven't seen it, I'm picturing, skinny bar across the top and more Lego on the main page. So it's attractive and easier to click. And that's mm-hmm. that's how you're going to send them. There,
and,
right?
and I think that's a really good word, attractive.
Yeah.
Is it attractive enough? Does it attract my attention? Am I going to click
right.
there?
Yeah. 416-444-7767 or 444-PROS to get a hold of Paul. Paul@trainingbusinesspros.com is the number. We are talking the 10 things you absolutely need to pay attention to when launching a new website. We all do it if we're in business or not. It happens all the time. Number 6 on that list is web forms. I want to touch on this before we go to a break. What do you mean by that?
Web forms are places where people fill out their contact data. sometimes in exchange for something for free, sometimes in exchange for a coupon, a 10% off, whatever. What I find with most websites that are about to launch and where we step in and kind of help companies make better decisions is that they have a distinct lack of web forms in the correct places, and that they also do not style those web forms properly, and they do not lay out the web forms properly for people to engage. And so I'm going to talk about the rules of web forms when we come back after the break, because they're so important. If you don't get customer data, if you're in the service business, nobody's going to come to your website and click a buy now button for a $30,000 service.
No. No, it's going to be a lot more work than that.
So you need a web form that collects their contact data and then starts a conversation.
Right.
Or they can click the phone number. We'll talk about that as well. Mm-hmm. But the layout of the web form and the places that you put it and the things that it does are very important. I'll talk about those after break.
We are talking about the 10 things you should absolutely pay attention to when launching a new website. These are huge. Lots more coming up. We're on to number 6. We'll take a short break. Stand by. The number 416-444-PROS and Paul at trainingbusinesspros.com. It's the Business Pros Radio Show, and it's right here on Global News Radio 640. This is Bros Radio Show. Yep, back here once again. Paul's contact for his team and himself as well. Paul at trainingbusinesspros.com. The number 416-444-PROS. And you want to call and email as well with an address to get the digital marketing cheat sheet. It is a physical copy of that, so we need an actual address where they can send it to, so you can grab it and have it and keep it. Talking about the 10 things you should absolutely pay attention to when launching a new website, we just started to get on to number 6, and this is something I think all of us, you could say that fairly confidently, have had to do, and that is a web form online. Fill in something out, right?
Yeah, in our countdown from 10 to 1, this is number 6. Web forms are very important because they collect contact data and they start a conversation.
Right.
So whether you're using a CRM to automate the conversation, or whether you're getting a human involved and assigning a salesperson or whatever, we can't do much with that person unless we got their contact data. We
Sure.
need an email address, we need a phone number, we need their name, we might need a company name, whatever. So some of the rules on web forms. The biggest mistake that I see, and I just saw this with this website that we were analyzing the other day, is that number one, they're asking for too much.
And you got to scroll down and keep filling and
yeah, I mean, it's not necessarily a question. I mean, people will scroll if there's stuff to fill out, but quite frankly, I mean, how much information do you need to start
right.
a conversation?
Right.
Personally, I need a phone number and a name.
When you say too much, what did they have?
Well, they have birth date, and they have, you know, a bunch of information that they don't need, like address and
some people know. Get a little antsy though. Especially in this day and age, you know, like you said, you're okay for a phone number, an email, and a name. But once you go too deep like that, people are like, hey, settle down.
Yeah.
I don't want to give you that information. Right? And sometimes, is it right that sometimes these are required fields? You can't move on until you give them all that information?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. So if you're asking a lot of data, make sure that a lot of them are not required.
Right.
The second thing is that web forms seem to not do a very good job of finding out much except who the person is.
Okay.
I want to know their preferences. So I like questions in my web forms, at least one or two.
Sure.
My favorite question is, which of the following best describes you? A, beginner. B, intermediate. C, expert. D, professional. You
right.
get the idea?
Yeah.
That's a different conversation for each person. So I like to learn about the person who's opting in. And so here are the rules. Not too much information. Number two, make sure that the thing is absolutely responsive and it looks good on all devices. Mm-hmm. And number three, learn something about the person that's opting in. Now, there's a bunch more rules. Do you know what? This is interesting. Our company actually developed software to make web forms look good on websites. We actually built our own software.
I'm not surprised, and it's actually a brilliant idea, because most of the web forms I've gone to, it's like, it's dry.
Well, we knew the importance of it, so, and there wasn't a product that was good in the marketplace. There was a bunch of products, but none of them were any good. Now, we actually sell that product on the WordPress repository to thousands of businesses worldwide.
Yeah, and if you have autofill, it makes it so much easier. You don't mind.
Well, right? I mean, autofill is not necessarily part of the way it's designed. Mm-hmm. Autofill will work if you use any kind of thing like LastPass or you know, whatever. But definitely those are the main issues on web forms. that's number six. Number five, and I know that you love to introduce these things, but I just want to slide right into number five because it goes hand in hand with web forms. I find that a lot of websites today neglect the fact that people sometimes just want to talk to somebody.
Oh, they figure nobody talks on their cell phone anymore. It's not they could take the phone function away, which I think is incorrect, right?
If you've got a 100% millennial audience, this might not be the best idea, but most of our clients are established businesses, mm-hmm. CEOs, digital marketing officers. Right. These are established people.
Yeah, they know how to talk on the phone.
They're not necessarily old. They're older.
Yep.
And sometimes they just want to know the answers and they want to
assess
they want to assess you and size you up. There you go. And sometimes they just want to call. So what I would suggest is that one of the things that new websites neglect is to phone. So to that end, we've also developed software. We have this little plugin called Floaty Phone. And what does Floaty Phone do?
Yeah.
What it is a little button that no matter where you scroll the page or no matter where you are, it floats along with you and it's just there. So we do this for mobile users. And as they scroll a web page, it's right there at the bottom. And they just click it and it dials your phone. So we want people to call. We want, and we actually track phone calls. So when you're launching your website, make sure that if you're buying traffic or assessing whether, you know, the people like to call, make sure you know your conversion rates on those phone calls. So we install things like CallRail that are attached to these little phone things.
So after someone's gone back to number six to get the web form, it's been filled out, that's when Floaty Phone comes into play?
No, it's both.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So you give them a choice. Do you want to fill out this web form or do you want to just take the quick route? Call us.
Obviously you do. You're Paul Tobey. But do you track the statistics between the
Everything.
Number of people? Okay, so how many people, which one's greater?
Yeah, right now it depends on the business. But in a lot of cases, like 50-50.
Really?
Yep.
Because the phone's so easy.
Yeah, the phone is easy. And a lot of people just use mobile phone. They're like, and they try to fill out the form with their little fingers. And they're like, screw this. And they just like, click the phone number, right? Let me just talk to somebody.
No kidding.
And here's the other thing, too. If you're going to do that, make sure you answer the phone.
That'd be nice.
Because if you don't answer the phone, here's what we've learned. If you buy traffic to a web page and they click the phone number and you don't answer it in 5 seconds, your lead is gone.
Like you're done,
You're done.
They're not coming back. That'll tick someone off.
And you don't get anything. You don't get their contact data. You don't get anything.
You got no form. You got nothing. It's a good call. There's lots more on the way. We were talking about the 10 things you should absolutely pay attention to when launching a new website. Paul's phone number, we just talked about it, 416-444-7767. That's 444-PROS and paul@trainingbusinesspros.com. Take advantage of that digital marketing cheat sheet. It's a physical product, and Paul will send you one, but he needs an address to actually send it to, so make sure you include that when you make the call or send that email as well. The Business Pros Radio Show, Global News Radio, 640 Toronto. Business Pros Radio Show, the number you needed to call Paul anytime, 416-444-PROS, paul@trainingbusinesspros.com. You make sure you leave an address when you contact Paul and his crew. And take advantage of the digital marketing cheat sheet. You'll have it on your desk. It's laminated. It's physical. So get that as soon as you can. By the way, we are talking this hour about the 10 things you should absolutely pay attention to when launching a new website. We've whittled our way all the way down to number four. Number four, Paul, is easy content management system.
So the client that we were analyzing, which made me come up with these 10 things,
because
we were analyzing a site that took them 18 months to build and they're about to launch and they made all of these mistakes.
Well, they smartly called you.
So what they had asked the web design company to do was to create a website on top of a content management system where they don't need much skill to be able to update content, add new content, change things, pricing.
On their own. Okay, reasonable request.
It's very reasonable. You should have to call your web design company every time you want to fix a spelling mistake. And you know, the web design company, they're like, okay, yeah, I'll make the change. And it takes them 3.5 seconds and they charge you for an hour.
Yeah, so rather do it yourself.
And she'd experienced this with her old website, which was built on PHP, which is an old language, and nobody knew how to do it. So that every time they wanted to do something,
they had to.
So she goes, well, build it on top of WordPress, because WordPress is the number one content management system in the world. It's absolutely free to download and use.
Yeah, we use it here.
Themes cost money and other things cost money and build cost money. But if I want to update it, and you know, the software is free and it's really easy to use, just like Microsoft Word. They did that.
Okay.
But what they didn't tell them was that all of the theme that they built, the way the site looks and the way the site is displayed, was customized. So, yes, they could update a paragraph here and there, but if they wanted to change advertising or change the look and feel of a web page, they
or
had
a banner or something
they
else.
Had a banner, they had no ability to do that.
So, they were, in other words, they were extremely limited with what they could do.
Correct. Not good. So, what I always suggest to companies is, and we have a very simple design build process where we're using WordPress, but we're also using drag and drop builders like ThemeFusion and Aveda and things like that. So that that allows us to train them very quickly within an hour on how to update their own website. Not just text, but images and paragraphs, images, videos, whatever they want to change, they should have the ability to do that on their own. And we can do that in an hour because WordPress is the best content management system. But you shouldn't be customizing things on top of that.
You should. They should have access to that stuff if they want to change it, is what you're saying.
They should.
Right. And so once you get them out of the diapers over an hour, they're good. They're good to run.
Right. So to our listeners, if you're launching a new website, you should have this ability. You should be able to go in and log in and know exactly what to do and how to do it.
Right. The number, by the way, 416-444-PROS. To get a hold of Paul, it is paul@trainingbusinesspros.com. The top 10 things you should absolutely pay attention to when launching a new website for your business kind of dovetails into number 3, and that is make a plan for new content.
So if you have the ability to update your own content, you should have a plan to do so.
Oh.
You shouldn't do it randomly. You should assign somebody or a team of people within your organization to completely pay attention to the building of new content and the updating of old content. And that means weekly. It doesn't mean, oh, I think I'll do it in the spring. And then you kind of like you spring cleaning takes over and you don't really get to it. It should be done every week. Studies have shown, statistics have shown, and I know for a fact that websites that provide a steady stream of new content rank better for all pages than sites that remain relatively static.
You've worked with thousands of sites in that regard. How often is that weekly update performed? I mean, is it more like people with their smoke detectors?
Never.
Like they change the batteries
ever.
Twice a year?
I see companies, they blog once a month and they put very little thought into those blogs. It's just basically a company update. Or somebody just decides to write an article about something they learned and they didn't do any keyword research. So all of the elements of user experience, all of the elements of keyword research, everything that we've talked about so far should go into that content building. It's not just about the content, it's about the way that you build it, which is context. And you need a plan for that. And if you don't have a plan for that, then you're missing basically one of the most important things you need in order to continuously bring new visitors to your website, new potential business.
This company, this rather large company you're dealing with now that was kind of the genesis for this top 10, as far as is in that regard, how were they doing in that particular topic?
They had no plan at all.
Okay. Good times.
I said, so what is your plan to update content, build new content, blog, whatever? It's like, oh, we didn't really think about that. We sell this. What's there to talk about? And I'm like, there's lots to talk about.
Yeah, you got to
engage
people.
They're actually in an industry where almost everyone has one of the things that they sell things
really?
For. Yeah. So it's, I mean, they do $13 million a year. It's consumer related. There's lots to talk about.
Yeah.
So
there's more to talk about here as well as we get through our top 10 things you should absolutely pay attention to when launching a new website. I think we'll have time to get into a bit of number 2, and that would be landing pages. I think we all know what those are. Tell me about it.
A landing page's job is to... specifically for paid search mostly. You can direct free traffic to it, but it works better with paid traffic. So whether it's Google AdWords, Facebook marketing, remarketing, whatever, however you get people to this page, that page's job is one thing and one thing only. It is based on a particular product and or service. It talks about only that one thing, and its job is to either collect a lead or make a sale.
That's it.
That's it.
So am I wrong to assume it would be a very basic looking page?
Not necessarily.
Right.
Not necessarily. I've built some rather elaborate landing pages because sometimes they're sales pages and nobody's going to pay $100 for something that they don't get a good sense that it's going to work.
Right.
So things like I always like headline, promise, benefit, story, testimonials, deal, bonus, limitation. You know, there's a whole bunch of stuff that mm-hmm. a page needs in order to sell something. So whether it's a sales landing page or a you give us your contact data landing page, I just built one for a solar company. They have a total solar solution. And the total solar solution is let's put some solar panels on your property, on your roof. Let's get you a battery storage system to store that power because you don't want to be selling everything off to the grid because, you know, there's a whole bunch of reasons why you need your own battery storage. And by the way, Tesla is doing really well in that area. They built these wonderful home batteries that are, you know, they call them power walls.
Right.
So this company sells power walls. But then there's the whole management system, which you can do on an iPad, on a cell phone, you know, how do you monitor your power and the usage, and most of the, what this company does is they create a, what's called a net zero home. In other words, the electricity that you generate is more than you use, and you sell sell the balance back to the grid. So they're called net zero homes. They actually don't use any grid electricity.
They give to the grid,
right? So they're called net zero homes. And so to create a landing page for that, it's not, we do custom solar solutions, give us your contact data. It's not about that. It's about, well, how do we do that? And what areas do we focus on? And what is a solar solution? So the answer to your question is, can they be rather complicated? Yes, they can. Right. It still needs to be persuasive, but you know, definitely get some good information in there.
We'll take a short break, one more, and get to our, I guess we'll finish off number two and number one of the top 10 things you should be absolutely paying attention to when launching a new website. The number anytime to get a hold of Paul and his crew, 416-444-PROS, and email is paul@trainingbusinesspros.com. It's the Business Pros Radio Show, and it's right here on Global News Radio, 640 Toronto. Want to contact Paul anytime, simple, paul@trainingbusinesspros.com, and the number 416-444-PROS, that number, that email address. You want to contact Paul and leave an actual address, be it your business or your home. Take advantage of the digital marketing cheat sheet. It is full color, it's laminated, it's a physical product, and Paul and his team will get one to you. We were talking about this hour, the 10 things you should absolutely pay attention to when launching a new website, the top 10. Just go through them quickly, Paul. We're down to number one, but go through from number 10. What do we
have? Right, so our Letterman top 10 for today is 10 analytics, key traffic pages, number 9. Keyword research and on-site optimization, number 8. User experience optimization, number 7. Guided journey, what's the fastest way to your destination, number 6. Web forms, number 5. Focus on phone.
Yeah.
I know that sounds strange because this is digital, but it focus on the phone. Number 4, an easy to use content management system. Number 3, make a plan for new content. Number 2, get your landing pages in order because that's where most of your new business is going to come from. And then number one.
The big drum roll.
Yeah, drum roll.
That's our budget.
If the landing pages collect data, you must have CRM automation to handle that new business.
Which is?
So a CRM is it's something that manages the contact.
Okay.
It assigns it to an owner, like a salesperson, and then it automates the discussion between the salesperson and the customer.
Okay.
We're the leading resellers and implementers for Infusionsoft in Canada. For anybody that wants to know what advanced CRM automation looks like, check out Infusionsoft. It's a complicated thing, but take this... company that came in this week after 18 months of building a new site and they're about to launch, and I'm looking at it going, okay, so everybody's coming to this website, you don't have a lot of web forms, and all they're really supposed to do is buy something and check out, but what happens if they put something in their shopping cart and they don't check out?
I've done it.
Right.
Yeah.
So then you have what's called cart abandonment automation. So there should be a certain amount of automation in the back end run by software, very powerful software, that recommunicates with people and keeps the conversation going after the initial action.
By the way, you have this in your cart, that type of thing?
Yeah.
Because I get
like
those.
You put this thing in your cart yesterday, you forgot to check out, maybe you got distracted, you know, go here, click it. Oh, and by the way, in order to entice you to do that, here's 5%. Here's a 5% coupon. Just click this link. Do you know what I mean? Like...
And so
that's a very simple, it might be smart, but that's simple.
Mm-hmm.
The harder thing to do is, let's say somebody's connecting with us about a $30,000 web project.
Okay.
Well, it might take us a few months to close that. And while we might lose interest, software never does. So right. It's going to continue to follow up with that person and re-engage them over time, maybe give them some more information, have them click some things. We typically don't like launching any project without CRM automation.
So that's why it's number one. Key to what you do.
Because most of the sales will come after the fact. People don't buy when you're ready to sell.
It's always been that way, right? They buy when they're ready.
Unless you're in front of them when they make the decision, you lose.
It's been another phenomenal show, my friend. Again, if you want all this information and more of the 10 things you should absolutely pay attention to when launching a new website, you've got to get a hold of Paul and his crew. That number is 416-444-PROS. Email is paul@trainingbusinesspros.com as well. You want to contact either of those ways, and you can get in touch with Paul and take advantage of the digital marketing cheat sheet. It is full color. It's free. It's laminated. Great reference guide, a glossary of digital marketing terms, and so much more. You need an actual address to have that sent to you.